Don't do it the world's way. Trust the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. Don't start telling me this makes sense. In my opinion, the only thing that makes sense is what God says. And may God help us as a church. Because if we're not careful, parents, if we're not careful, we're going to lose a whole generation of young people.
Greetings, radio listeners. We're pleased to have you join us again this evening for the concluding part of Pastor Brian Grant's message entitled Principles for God's Guidance. In the earlier part of this message aired last week, Pastor Grant took us through the book of Proverbs, where he pointed out from chapter 3, verses 1 through 10, the first two of three principles that can be trusted to ensure God's guidance in all matters of life. The first, when we are committed to His Word. The second, when we are submissive to His will. Now this evening, Pastor Grant concludes the message picking up with the third point. Again, we invite you to view the video in its entirety on the video link of our church website, www.gcafamilychurch.org. Once again, www.gcafamilychurch.org. Here again is Pastor Grant.
I want to point out to you this morning that God's ways are far superior to our ways. God's ways are far superior to our ways. In Isaiah 55, God compared His ways with our ways. And here is what God said. Oh, I hope this morning that every person is with me. If you're feeling sleepy, tell your neighbor to keep nudging you, because God has some stuff. God has some things He really wants to communicate with us this morning. And in Isaiah chapter 55, verse 8 and 9, let's read it together because it's right there on the board. What does it say? For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways, says the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts higher than your thoughts. Oh, I don't want you to miss the comparison. God doesn't just say my ways are higher than yours. He says, as the heavens are higher than the earth. Are you with me this morning? There is not even, it's not even close. And so for whatever reason, we seem to think we got it all together. My ways are so good. I'm going to do things my way. And God is warning us this morning that your way is not even close. And so this morning, if we want to be serious with God, we need to realize that we must follow His ways 100% of the time. Do you believe that's what we ought to do? So why is it that we often put aside God's ways and do things our ways? Let me share some practical ways, things we do. It's not unusual for Christians to attend church very irregularly. Have you noticed that? We come when we feel like. You see, we can always argue that we can watch church online, or we have, it's cold. You're not the ones who are away because it's cold. Of course I have to go to work if it's cold, but I don't have to go to church if it's cold. Let's be for real. The folks who aren't here, for them it might be the cold, but for you it might be rain. Or you're here this morning because, but if it rained, you might not have been here. If you had some other opportunity, you might not have been here. And I want to suggest that we need to be serious. God says, do not forsake the assembling of yourselves together as the manner of some is. That's God's way. And I want to suggest to you, my friend, if you want to get serious with God, if you want God's guidance, you need, and I need to make sure I am committed to following God's ways 100% of the time. You know, Christians sometimes try and get over. We try to be slick. We try and say, oh, What advantage. I know of a case where this lady, her sister was dying, and she knew her, she wasn't coming back, but she had some credit cards that wasn't maxed out. And so what the sister did, she got her sister's credit cards, and she went and bought herself all the furniture she wanted. She maxed out the sister's credit cards because as far as she was concerned, the debt was going to die with the sister, and she would have gotten all this furniture for free. Oh, she loved Jesus. But I've come to realize, I think it's in the book, God is not mocked. Whatever a man sows, that he shall also reap. And I want us to recognize this morning, for those of us who like to be slick and to try and get some advantage in some situation, for some of us who haven't paid our bills, for some of us who owe money, hey, listen, don't you take God for granted. Don't try and get over. That's not God's way. That's not God's way. Christian singles, oh, we always have to go there because this is a big issue. Christian singles will enter relationship with unsaved individuals because they're following their heart. They're in love. But I want to say to you, my young friend, God doesn't tell you to follow your heart. What does the word say? It says follow his ways, not your heart. Oh, this is tough stuff. Follow his ways 100% of the time. Do not lean, the Bible says, on your own understanding. Don't try and make excuses. Don't try to find some way to find a loophole. Just simply trust the Almighty God. What's your area? What is the area in which you are leaning on your own understanding? What is the area in which you are not trusting God? Parents of today have real challenges. Real challenges. Parents of today have real challenges. I have 2 1/8 ninths of a grandchild. I think one of my daughters, she's hoping it's more than 1/8 ninths. She's hoping that in a day or two it may happen. But the bottom line, I have almost 3 grandchildren by the grace of God. Amen? And like many of you, these grandchildren, their parents will face new challenges. And I want to talk to parents, those of you who are parents now, and the prospective parents, because I am going to challenge you to make sure you raise your children by following, by trusting in the Lord, and not leaning on your own understanding. The common thinking today is that parents must ensure their kids get maximum exposure to sports and other programs to maximize their college prospects. And to make the decision harder, many of these programs are now happening on a Sunday because the devil knows if he can keep your kid out of church, he will soon have them. And I challenge you, parents, don't do it the world's way. Trust the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. Don't start telling me this makes sense. In my opinion, the only thing that makes sense is what God says. And may God help us as a church. Because if we're not careful, parents, if we're not careful, we're going to lose a whole generation of young people. And so may God help us. Listen, I thank God I've been walking with Jesus for over 55 years and I've been parenting for over 39 years. And I've come to find out Jesus can be trusted. You know, I believe it's not by accident. I'm going to be very personal. Didn't intend to say this. But it's not by accident why God has called me to this responsibility. A responsibility I ran from. Because most of you know, I'm just like you. I had to parent like you. I ran a business like you. Like some of you. And you can come up with all the excuses as to why you have to compromise. But I am telling you, it's the devil's lie. You do not have to compromise. God can be trusted. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge Him and He will direct your path. And I'm going to ask you this morning, in what area are you compromising? What is the area? What is your issue? In what area are you determined to do it your way? And this morning God says, turn it over to me. Turn it over to me. Trust me and test me. Prove me. Put me to the test. God is going to make a way. Listen, God is going to make a way. We serve a God who is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we could ask or think. And so why in the world do I think I need to do it my way? Trust God. He's able. But then, final point. God guides us. When we are faithful with our treasure. In Proverbs chapter 3 verse 9. It says, honor the Lord with your substance. With your possessions. And with the first fruit of all your increase. So your barns will be filled with plenty. And your vats will overflow with new wine. Hallelujah. Some may be wondering, how does my giving to God have anything to do with God's guidance? So let me help you by turning you, hold your Bible there in Proverbs, but turn with me to Matthew's Gospel, chapter 6. Matthew chapter 6. And in Matthew's Gospel, chapter 6, verse 19, it's a very well-known passage of Scripture. And here's what the Bible says. Do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth where moth and rust destroy, and where thieves break in and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroys, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. I don't want you to miss this principle. Listen to me good. Don't miss this principle. Your heart will always follow your treasure. Did you hear that? Your heart will always follow your treasure. That's what Matthew 6:21 tells you. Where your treasure is, there your heart will be. Your heart will always follow your treasure.
Stay tuned for the conclusion of today's broadcast. To help with your personal walk with God, Pastor Grant has made available printed outlines of today's message with all the scriptures referenced. For your copy, please visit our website, livinggodsway.org, that's livinggodsway.org, or call our office at 215-242-5550. Once again, 215-242-5550. And now, let's return to Pastor Grant for the conclusion of today's message.
I looked at some more statistics, and the statistics indicated to me that on the average, church members, in the average church, only 10% of them tithe. 10%. It went on, the statistics went on to say, the average Christian today, are you listening to me, gives only 2.5% of their income to God. But in the Great Depression, this is what struck me. In the Great Depression, Christians were giving 3.3%. You're saying, that's not a whole lot either. That was bad. But here's the point I'm making. In the worst of times, they were giving more than we're doing in the time of greatest prosperity. In the time of greatest prosperity, we're giving less than people were giving in the worst of times. So here's a question. Is it possible that a part of the reason that we have such a hard time trusting the Lord and such a hard time meditating on His Word, could it be because our treasure is not in heaven? Because if our treasure is not in heaven, our heart won't be there either. Your heart will always follow your treasure. If your treasure is not in heaven, your heart won't be there either. When we fail to honor God with our money, we're hurting ourselves seriously. So this has a lot more to do with God's guidance than you might recognize. Let me put another scripture up on the screen. Luke's Gospel chapter 16, verse 10 to 11. Here's what it says. He who is faithful in a very little thing is faithful also in much. And he who is unrighteous in a very little thing is unrighteous also in much. Therefore, if you have not been faithful in the use of unrighteous wealth, who will entrust? What does it say? The true riches to you. It's interesting that the heading of this passage in Proverbs, actually in my Bible and in most of our Bibles, it actually says guidance for the young. Does your Bible have a heading for that section in Proverbs 3? It actually calls these 3 points guidance. And part of the guidance that God is giving you is that there is an important aspect of our giving. And God is actually saying that if we don't honor God with our possessions, why do you think He's going to give us the true riches? You see, what we do with money has more impact on our spiritual lives than we might realize, because the more we honor, hear this, the more we honor God with our treasure, the more our heart will be focused on the things of God, because our heart follows our treasure. The more we honor God with our treasure, our heart will follow our treasure. Our heart will become more interested and focused on the things of God. And so as a result, God is saying, when that starts to happen, He will start entrusting you with more of His true riches. You see, this is not what you got in your pocket. It ain't the real riches. God can bless you with all that, but God is saying that there are some true riches to be had, and He will entrust us with more. Because listen, it's all about where our heart is. Our heart is always going to follow our treasure. Well, I'm going to quit soon. A missionary asked a young Christian, Pablo, if you had 100 sheep, would you give 50 of them to the Lord? You know, and of course Pablo replied, oh, you know, I would gladly give 50 if I had 100 sheep. The missionary said, Pablo, if you had 50 cows, would you give 25 cows to the Lord? Pablo said, of course, if I had 50 cows, I'd give 25 cows to the Lord. The missionary said, Pablo, suppose you had 2 pigs. Would you give 1 pig to the Lord? Pablo exploded. Pablo said, that's not fair. You know I have 2 pigs. Pablo was willing to give anything if he got more. God, if you gave me more, if you gave me 100 cows, I'll give 50. But God, I got these 2 pigs. God, don't even look at these 2 pigs. My brothers and sisters, God is asking you to start right where you are. Some of us want more. You're saying to God, God, I will give if you give me more. God says, forget it. Start with what you have right now. Honor me with what you have. You know, over the years, people have come to me for counseling, financial counseling over the years, and I said to them, but if they're Christian, if they're not saved, I don't ask them a thing about their giving. This may scare some of you away, but this is exactly what I'm going to ask you. If you're a Christian and you come for financial counseling about budgeting and all that stuff, if you ask for help to get out of debt, I'm going to ask you about your giving. And you say, Pastor, why you want to get into my business? Well, the reality, you came to me with your business. I'm going to ask you, because I'm going to say to you, why are you asking God to bless you while you're robbing him? You know, most of us would be very upset if right when they were passing the offering, a gunman ran in here and grabbed the bag. How many of you would be upset? You would be. But yet, there are a whole lot of Christians who are doing that. They're sitting in the pew. And they're robbing God. The Bible says, will a man rob God? And God answers. God says, yeah, they will. You say, you've been robbing me with tithes and offerings. And I want to challenge every believer in Jesus Christ. It's time to stop robbing God. If you expect God's blessing on your life, if you want God's guidance, trust him. Trust him. And see. So I'm saying to you, even if you're in debt right now, take God's portion out first. You said, Brother Brian, are you crazy? Are you mad? I was a little bit mad. But I realized that God can work with mad folks like me. So can I be practical? Let me get right down to it. I would say to you, because of what Malachi chapter 3 verses 8 to 11, we're not going to go there, put that out in your notes and read it when you go home. Malachi chapter 3 verse 8 to 11, because of what it says, I regard 10% of my money as the training wheels. This is what am I calling training wheels. When the kids were trying to learn to ride, I used to put these training wheels on the bicycle. You know them, and they can ride, they can do their own thing. But after a while, we took off the training wheels, and then I would hold the bicycle. You all have done it, right? I have to hold the seat. I'm running behind. And every now and then, I let go. See if they got it. Then I'd grab onto the seat again. Because after a while, the whole idea, they didn't need these training wheels. God knows we need training wheels. And so in Malachi chapter 3, he tells you he ought to get at least a tenth. That's the training wheel. That's not where it should stop. That's where it should begin. Every believer in Jesus Christ ought to regard that as guideline for the training wheel. It begins there. And as God grows your faith, it expands beyond that. So I'm going to suggest to you, even if you're in debt, you right now make a decision. If I make $1,000 a week or $500 a week, $50 off of the $500, bam, is not my money. I'm putting it aside. I'm only budgeting on $450. I need to find a way to live on my money, not God's. Are you with me? $450 is mine. The rest is God's. I ain't going to pay my bills out of God's money. Guess what? I might find out I have to cut off the cable. Hallelujah if that happened. We're growing up in an age where the stuff that we call the non-negotiables, my cable is a non-negotiable, my this is a non-negotiable, all these non-negotiables, but giving to God, that's a negotiable. Listen, this is a different day. God is calling us today. 2018, the beginning of 2018, God is saying a new year, a new direction. Change has come. Change must come. I can honor God. So what have we said so far? Let's say it together. What have we said today? Three main things. Number one, God guides us. When we, read it with me, when we are what? Committed to His word. Two, when we are submissive to His ways. Thirdly, when we are faithful with our treasure. Are you going to make changes this morning? May God help us.
My friend, Jesus loves you so much that if you were the only person in the whole world, He would have died just for you. No matter what you've done, Jesus wants to save you. He wants to forgive you today. You say, Pastor Grant, what do I need to be saved? You simply need to trust the Lord Jesus, repent of your sin, and turn to Him. You may pray a simple prayer like this. Dear God, I'm a sinner and need your forgiveness. Thank you that Jesus died for my sins. Please cleanse me from all my sin. I receive Jesus Christ into my heart as my personal Savior and Lord. Please help me to live for you from this day forward. Amen. And my friend, if you pray a simple prayer like that and mean it, God will hear you and He will answer your prayer and He will save you. I hope you'll do that right now.
Thanks for tuning in today. If you received Christ or if this program was a blessing, it would be a great encouragement to hear from you. You may call us at 215-887-4750 or visit our website, livinggodsway.org. That's livinggodsway.org. And remember to ask for our daily devotional, The Word for You Today. We'd also invite your partnership in this life-changing ministry. Gifts can be made through our website or by writing to us at 610 East Mount Pleasant Avenue, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19119. The address again is 610 East Mount Pleasant Avenue, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19119. We invite you to join us for worship this Sunday at 10:45 a.m. It will certainly be a pleasure to meet you. Now, until next week, on behalf of Pastor Grant and our entire church family, this is Steve Washington reminding you that there's no better way to live than to live God's way.